Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
So in order to have faith, you got to not only have faith that God can bring you out of it, but you got to have faith that he will use also different things to bring a solution as well.
Yes.
You got to get
Amen.
Out of your own self and how you want God to work mm-hmm. it out.
Amen.
That's the human reason part. You want to reason with yourself as a human. You want to always nitpick it and say, God, well, how can you call me to do this? How can you say that I'm going to do this when I don't have the resources? I don't even have a car to get to them. So with that being said, you got to cast that down and say, God, if you bring me to it, you bring me through it. You already knew before you brought this child to me I didn't have a car. You already knew I didn't have money. You knew all four of my accounts were negative.
Amen.
My God.
So apparently the person that gave you the trial or the tribulation, he is well aware of your circumstance. The other problem that we have when we are supposed to operate in faith, we live by our sight.
Mm-hmm.
It is said that seeing is believing. That's what the world says. I see it when I believe it. Girl, if it's too good to be true, it usually is.
Yes.
We got to always measure something by sight and then cast mm-hmm. disbelief, even if it does come to us and we always think that it's going to be negative or flop or fail, even when things do come to pass.
Yes.
God is saying stop living by sight. The Lord usually doesn't give us visual evidence of his activity, but we must trust him even when we don't see him working.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes in your trials and tribulation, you won't even feel him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a lie. Every time I went before mm-hmm. the Lord that I heard and felt the chills and the fire of God, and I felt the earth shaking, and he came to me, and he spoke like a thunderous lion. All of this stuff. It happens. Let me tell you, there's many, many times I'm crying out to the Lord. I'm pounding my carpet on the floor. I'm just saying, God, where are you? And he's looking at me like with his legs crossed. I'm right here.
Mm.
But I'm choosing not to show myself just to see how you're going to operate, if you're going to still trust in me, or are you going to be like so many of the believers that claim they love me, and when they don't see me working within day three, they start to have doubt. They start to believe that maybe I didn't hear their prayer. They start to believe that maybe God is not for them. We got to stop living by sight, but we got to know that Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord.
Amen.
This is why we tell you people of God, get in your word. This
Amen.
Is why we tell people, you people of God on the line, and we're telling whoever else that we talk to, you have to study the word, because there are going to be times that you can't get in touch with the apostle and I. There are going to be times that even you can't find the actual sermon that's going to minister to you on YouTube. There are going to be times when you can't reach out to your prayer partner. There are going to be times when you are just left by yourself and you won't even hear or feel the manifestation of God. But you got to know what the word says, that he said he would never leave nor forsake you. He
won't.
That all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. All things, not just all things, not just when you feel the manifestation, but you got to know that he's working on your behalf, even if you know it.
Hallelujah. My God. Yes, that's right.
You got to believe blindly.
Yes.
You may not know it because of your sight, but you got to know it because of your spiritual sight.
Yes.
You got to surrender your feelings.
Mm.
There are times when we reach the limit of our emotions.
That's true.
Feelings of insecurity, of inadequacy, they paralyze us. They will stop us from proceeding. But God wants us to push through those emotions and trust him. This right here is a big one. Because let me tell you something, this thing about emotions will destroy us. Emotions will paralyze you. It will kill you.
You better teach it.
Only on your emotions. We are emotional beings, and that's the wonderful part of it, because we have the ability to feel love. When we are feeling love, I'm telling you, we on cloud nine, especially if it's from a suitor, it's from your spouse, it's from your children, it's from our Heavenly Father. We can just feel. That's the exciting part about being a human. But on the flip side, it is also the most destructive things that we have, our feelings. Because our feelings is something that the enemy can oppress us with. He can send forth attacks on your feelings. And you wonder why you're waking up feeling crazy. One minute you think your husband loves you. The next you're going through his phone in his pocket thinking that he's cheating on you. One minute you love the Lord, and then when it took him longer than 3 days to answer your prayer, you're questioning if there even is a God.
My God.
One minute you love your pastor and prophet, they pray, oh, she got so much wisdom, I love her, I'm going to be with her. Then the next you're looking online like, where's another church I can go to? But God is saying your emotions also can paralyze you.
Yes.
With that being said, you got to be accountable to your feelings. This is why I'm so straightforward, because I've seen it destroy people, adults and younger people. Because this is why I'm so straightforward and blunt, because we waste too much time in our emotions. If I feel a certain way, I recognize why I'm feeling it, because I get it right in my head first before I approach a person. Why am I feeling this way? I write it down, or I think about it. And then I figure out what concrete reasons why I have the right to feel this way. And if it's something that I cannot necessarily work out in myself, then I go to the person. I do that in my marriage. If I'm feeling a certain way, I come to my husband correct, because I love communication and I love clear communication. God is not the God of confusion. I come to him and I tell my husband, I feel this certain way. He'll ask me, why do you feel this certain way? And then I can bring up actual examples and different instances that allowed me to feel that way and bring it to his attention. I'm not sure if you meant it like that, but this is the way I took it. It's a clear, clean conversation. He recognizes it. He may acknowledge it. He said, you know what, I did mean it in that way, and I was in my flesh. Please forgive me. We ask for forgiveness. We repent, and we move on with our life. The same with you. I challenge you even as members of KCI. Because when you are surrendering to your feelings, when you get amongst each other, or you start to ponder in your heart, because you are a sheep of KCI, because we are the shepherds of KCI, we are connected to our sheep. Whether you have vocalized it, whether you post it on Facebook, whether or not you even say it out loud, God shows us your heart.
Yes, he does.
We are sensitive to your pain, no matter what you're going through. And so this is what I do. I'm a person of integrity and accountability. If I'm feeling some type of way, I come to that person. And I encourage you, and like I said today is going to be a day of challenging, assessing your heart, assessing your behavior unto God and unto your leaders.
Amen.
Don't surrender to your feelings, no matter what it is, whether it's related to your own marriage or whether it's related to your own situations with your children, your job. Your feelings will get you in trouble. That's why we know how you feel. You got to push on. You may be tired. You may be exhausted. You may feel like you are at your limit. I have cried out. I've been there. I've cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, I can't take anymore. And I've done my little temper tantrum. And when I'm finished, do you not know? The Lord said ever so calmly, he said, are you finished? I mean, and it was like egg on my face. I just cried out before him, laid out and everything. And I can't take it. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. And I just feel like God. And he said, are you finished?
Yes,
Lord. He said, oh, God. He said, if it ain't killed you yet, keep on going.
My God.
Amen.
But that's how God talks to me.
Amen.
See, that's how God talks to me. I'm a soldier. So he may be from some of y'all, he might come with a kinder word. But to me, I like it tough. I like it rough. I say, God, tell me point blank, what is it that you want me to do? I don't want all that patting on the back, but that's me, because I stand as a leader. I stand as a general. I stand as a judge, and I stand
Come on.
As a woman, a mother to multiple women, no matter your age, no matter your walk in life. I have to stand strong. So God deals with me a little bit tougher than what he would probably deal with you.
Amen.
So no matter what you're going through, I can't surrender my feelings. I've been tired multiple times. My legs have been swollen. I've been in pain. And I said, I can't go on, but God says, yes, you can. So if God said it, I got to believe it in faith that it is so. He knows my body. He knows where I'm swollen. He knows where I'm aching. He created me.
Amen.
I got to push on, and I can't surrender to my feelings. I can't surrender to when people don't like me, or when people don't think my sermon is popular, or when people think I'm too tough and too harsh, and I don't display enough compassion. My accountability is unto the Lord. It ain't unto you.
Amen.
Jesus.
That's right.
I can't surrender to, because I'm telling you, people of God, and you will learn this too as you go into leadership. People will have you looking crazy if you surrendered unto how they feel.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
You won't be able to sustain, because one minute they want you to preach about this, and then the next they want you to preach about this, and then the next they say you preach too hard. Why don't you preach soft?
Jesus.
And then you start preaching soft. Well, I need a word that's going to really rattle my heart, so I need you to preach soft. They don't know what they want.
Amen.
That's why, being the parent, you seek the Lord and you say, God, what do you want them to have? Because you don't even know what you want.
Mm.
Yeah, I said it. You don't even know what you want spiritually, because you're still trying to walk this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to walk this thing. That's why I talk to God and I say, God, what do you want them to hear? And
Jesus.
He feeds me first.
Yes.
Once I get it, then I can feed you.
Amen.
I can't surrender to feelings. I can't surrender to those that want me to give in and give up and give up KPI. Don't want me to move. Don't you know, people of God, I came against so much curses just on this week alone.
So did.
If you only knew, only knew. This is not a sweet move on this end. We know once we cross over, oh, it's going to be sweet.
Amen.
But there's so much. There are people that are wishing that we divorce so that this thing don't work out.
Amen.
Some of the people to me are saying, I hope it don't work out. I hope it don't. And when it don't work out, come back up here.
Jesus.
They have said this to my face, people of God. People of God, they have said this to my face. And some of the closest people to me didn't offer a word of prayer. And these are supposed to be Christian believers. See, I can accept this from the secular world. But these are believing people didn't grab my hand and say, you know what, even if I don't agree with the move, let me pray God's protection.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I've been going through over here. And am I telling you this for pity? No. Am I telling this because I want your compassion? No. But I'm telling you that I am not preaching or teaching just because I'm reading something or I heard a testimony. I am walking this thing.
Yes, amen.
Don't you know I laugh when people have the audacity to try and curse my marriage, to try and curse this ministry, to try and curse the things that I'm doing for God. Because when God has decreed it blessed, who is a man to try and curse? And I want you to take that same attitude. Those that come against you because you're following KCI, or those that come against you because of just who you are. Family just don't like you. Just don't like you. Just hating on you.
Brother.
I don't know, maybe something wrong with you. But just because you are misunderstood, you can't surrender to your feelings. You may be hurt. You may be a little disappointed, but you can't cater to your feelings. You got to keep moving in faith, saying all things are working together for the good of them that love the Lord.
Yeah.
And glory in all tribulations and trials, because they're working out patience and experience in your life.
Yeah.
It is building a testimony in you. What we go through is not about us. Oh, that's a real deep one for another time. But really, when we really mature in the Lord and we realize that what we are coming against is not about us. It's not about how we feel. It's not about how we can get through this and the family is coming. We can't take it personal. And I know that's so hard to do. It's easier said than done. But you got to get to a point in God where you say, God, I can't take this personal, because I realize you're building a soldier. I realize that you're building endurance in me. I realize that you're giving me this testimony, because I am going to come across somewhere, somehow, a young lady, a woman, a young man, a man who would need this testimony, who feel like their hope is going to be lost, that they got to take their own life. But I can tell them, you're not alone. The enemy would make you feel like you're an island to yourself, make you feel like, hey, nobody has been through that before, or you can't make it. But when you have gone through this testimony, and God allows you to cross paths with that individual,
God,
and the enemy has to stand on paper thinking that they're the only person that ever went through anything in life, you can say, huh? You can say, man of God, you can say, child of God, whatever you want to say, you listen to my testimony. Let me tell you a little bit about my life. Let me tell you what I've been through. And let me tell you,
hallelujah.
I didn't take the gun to my head.
Amen.
Let me tell you about a man named Jesus.
My
God. Surrendering to your feelings will kill you. It will paralyze. It will stunt your growth. I'm talking about the things that we struggle with in our faith that can hinder the move of God. Negative counsel from others. This is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
This is a very bad habit that we have. When we come across our situations and our trials, the first thing we do sometimes is run to other people instead of God. It is normal, of course, for us to seek advice from loved ones or people you may have mentors in your life. You got to always understand they may not recognize what the Lord is accomplishing in or through you.
Amen.
Therefore, God's instructions must always trump their opinion. We must obey him regardless of what others may say. That's the same situation. I'm just using myself as an example. I can't go to my loved one. I can't go to my loved ones and talk about the things I'm going through or certain things regarding leadership and ministry because they don't recognize what God is doing through us. They don't recognize in the spiritual realm how the seasons have changed, how there's a shift. So what will end up happening, because if you talk to people who are not in tune or don't recognize what God is doing through you, they will give you ungodly or negative or carnal or secular advice. And it will, for if you're not strong enough, it will destroy you. This is why we tell people, we're not your parents, you know, biologically, we're not there with you. I don't want to be there with you 100% of the time because it would drive me crazy. But when we do come together, I have to tell you, seek the Lord. You're gonna hear that from now until forever. Seek the Lord. Because a lot of things that we go through, we run to people who are not even spiritually intact. So when they're not intact, how can they tell you what God is doing in your life? So what they're going to do is lean on their own understanding, their own theology, and try and give you counsel. God might be telling you to stay still, even though it looks like hell and hot water, stand still, stand still. And you start talking to somebody else, and that person say, girl, get up out of there. Dude, man, if I was you, I would bounce. And then you start thinking, maybe I should leave. Why would God leave me here? You know, having to suffer and do all of this other stuff. So you're ignoring what God has already told you in the beginning over the counsel of what may seem reasonable. But sometimes God will ask us to stand still in the most, as we would analyze it, unreasonable or illogical situation. We cannot let the opinions of others trump what God is saying. Or squash or squander what God is saying. We got to exalt his word. What does his word say? Well, that's why we got to know the word of God. Not just know a few scriptures, but we got to read the stories in the word of God. Because you have sisters and brothers in the word of God that have gone through similar situations. There's nothing new under the sun, as we like to say. Yes. In other words, every situation, whether it's lust, homosexuality, whether it's gambling, whether it is lying, cheating, stealing, adultery, whether it is abortion, no matter what, it is all in the word of God.
Yes. Amen.
If you don't know the word of God, if you don't know the stories of God, see, what we're doing now is learning these different scriptures and just saying, yes, yes, I know the scripture, I memorized it. Now, actually know stories.
All right.
If I said a name, Hezekiah, if I said a name, Jezebel, mm-hmm. Do you know where it's referenced? Do you know the story? Because mm-hmm. in those stories come certain instances of where you are at. Mm-hmm. And you can now see how the Lord dealt with the person in that situation. Mm-hmm. You can gain strength from looking at your sister and brother who have gone before you and have endured. Or even have, if they didn't endure, you can see the wrong way of doing it, and you can learn and do the right things.
Amen.
Another thing that would trump our faith is the feelings of guilt. Ugh. A lot of people deal with this. They're not forgiving themselves because of maybe you're facing a trial or tribulation that you got yourself into. Because you got yourself into that relationship, or you had that abortion, or you caused this debt, or you. And I understand sometimes we face things because we go ahead of God. But God is saying, I stand here ready to forgive you. He says, understand this, that he's Alpha and Omega. He's beginning and the end. He knows every situation that you're going to be encountered with in your decision. Yeah. And there's no decision that you can make that outweighs his supernatural resolution. Yeah. You got to forgive yourself. You cannot feel guilty because the same way the Lord tells us to forgive others, we got to forgive ourselves in order for God to forgive us. God is saying, I'm forgiving you every time you ask me, But the thing is, now you're not operating in faith because you keep going back to that same oppressing state, and you're not forgiving yourself for making that decision. Maybe leaving your husband, or maybe getting up with your ex-husband and left you with the kids, or, you know, for going into debt. You got that credit card, and now you can't even get out of it. Or maybe you lied, or maybe you stole, or maybe you've done some things that you don't ever, you know, they call it skeletons in the closet. It's just going to your grave. Maybe some things you've never, ever, will ever tell people. God is saying, forgive yourself. He said, with me, I am free. I come that you might have life, and that much more abundantly. There's liberty. He said, don't allow the enemy to oppress your mind, because if the enemy can oppress your mind, then you are not free to think in faith. You're not free, and you're in bondage. And therefore, when the Lord comes in for a solution, you almost ignore it or can't even recognize it because of your state of oppression. Our regret of past sins may also impede us from fully trusting the Lord. Believing ourselves unworthy of his love, we doubt his favor and his promise to work supernaturally in our life. But we must always remember the Father forgives us on the basis of Christ's shed blood on the cross, not by our own merit. Nothing that you will ever do will make you worthy. It's only through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why when we repent, we say, Lord, let your blood, Jesus, let your blood wash upon us and make us white as snow. Because we recognize there's no prayer, there's no beautiful song, there's no prophetic word, there's no white gown, there's no robe that will make you holy enough for you to redeem yourself, for you to allow the sins to be washed away. It only is through the blood of Jesus Christ. So you got to understand that God loves you. Forgive yourself. Don't let the enemy cloud your judgment thinking that maybe you are not worthy of his favor, worthy of his love. Let me tell you something. He loves the person that did, I guess if there ever was a person that was perfect all their life, he loves that person the same way he would love somebody that killed or murdered somebody.
Amen.
He loves that person the same way as someone who aborted 7 children. His love, that's what I love about his love. It's faithful. It's unchanging. Mm. That's why we need to pray that we will have supernatural love.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we don't forgive other people the way that we say we do. We hold a little bit of grudges. Uh-oh.
That's
Am I saying something today? We say, I forgive them, but you still got a little stink about yourself. They come around or you can barely look them in the eye. They call you. You don't really pick up, or you're halfway talking to him outside the mouth. We got to really love. We got to really love through his supernatural love, because our love won't do. Our love will not do. Our love will cause us to fall every time. But if we love in his supernatural love, we can look somebody that just lied on you, somebody that just stole from your children, somebody that just caused you to lose your job, and you can go back and bless them. And I know what I'm talking about. I have so many experiences. But the one I will share quickly, I had a boss. She's my boss, my supervisor. I cannot escape this woman. I have to be in meetings with this woman. I'm responsible and accountable to her in the workplace. The Lord showed me 2 dreams. She dibbles in white magic, and she has a witch who had long white hair. The witch was actually pretty. I'm like, wow, she's actually pretty. But she consults with her, and she tells her which spells to do in order to get me fired. Because at my job, there were a few instances and the Lord had me speak out about it. So I'm like, cry loud and spare not. I'm not afraid of no man. So because I did obey the Lord, it caused her to get upset, because it actually exposed some of the sins that she was doing. So because it caused her to kind of be unrattled a little bit, she wanted to get me back. But don't you know, like I laugh, for those that try and curse me, I laugh because God has called me blessed. Before she had any type of chance to try and put into action the process of getting me fired, God removed her. We got a boss that was above her and removed her out of that position. She wasn't qualified enough to handle it.
Amen.
So God will work on your behalf. But nevertheless, do you know what it's like to stare somebody in the face who's plotting behind your back? Who's working with some other colleagues and team members to get you fired, get you tripped up, trying to trip you up on your words, on your emails, and your correspondences, but yet you turn around and you bless them with a $60 bouquet of flowers. That's $60 that I needed for my gas tank, people of God. That's $60 that I could have spent as far as 12 different ways. But God said, bless. And I said, you know what, God, if you tell me to bless, then I'm going to really bless. I'm going to bless like I like to get blessed, even if it is to an enemy. And I was able to give her cards. I gave her flowers. I gave her hugs. And I prayed with her. I grabbed her hand, the same hand that she was using to stir the pot in her kitchen. Yeah. The Lord had me go in her home, in her kitchen, and saw me. I saw her actually cooking up the spell for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked her in the face, and I still was able to love her. And this wasn't phony, people of God. It was real love.
That's right.
You got to love, supernatural love. You got to love people, no matter who has come against you. No matter what you've done, you've got to love yourself even that much more. If nobody ever told me, Pastor April, I love you, Apostle April, I love you, know that I tell myself every day. Even if Apostle Smith doesn't do it, but let me tell you, he does it every day and throughout the day. He lets me know every single chance he gets. He lets me know through his affections. He lets me know through his words. He lets me know. He lets me know that he loves me. But even if he didn't, I tell myself. And I said, not because I'm drunk on myself or I'm thinking I'm all that, but I use the word of God. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
God
loves
me. I quote the word of God to myself, but simply because he created me, I know he loves me.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.